four fee revisions.
Steve, can I interrupt Steve and go back to the discussion that Representative Schroeder's motion on the budget note? Steve, you indicated that the universities would still have the authority to raise tuition up to 5%. And the budget note suggests that if they exceed 4, that they'd be invited to come back before the emergency board and explain to us why it is they felt compelled to go beyond 4?
Yes.
Would it be possible, even without that budget note, for us to have enough interest to invite them back if they did that?
Yes, it would be.
So the budget note is kind of Duncan-esque? Well, you may not be familiar with that phrase, but what does it do for us? How does that empower the e-board in a way that, you know, what authority don't we have now that this will help?
There are two things that could happen if campuses wish to impose fee increases above the 4 and the 3%. If enough of them do that, or if even one of them does that and there aren't any other campuses that are, you know, just increasing their tuition to 2% to offset that, there won't be enough limitation in this budget for those two tuition monies to all be spent. Because the limitation, if you approve number 7 here, only provides enough, they can only spend the amount of money that we're calculating would be raised by a 4% and 3%. They would have to come to the emergency board in that case and not only report on why they're increasing their tuition, they'd have
to get
the expenditure limitation increase to be able to spend the money.
Okay.
But it is possible that an institution may wish to increase its tuition by 5%, and we're not up against that barrier because another institution is saying, well, we'll only increase by 3%. In that case, they would be allowed, without the budget note, they would be allowed to just do that, and they wouldn't have to make an emergency board appeal.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay, any other? Let's see, did you want to do one of these other?
Back on 8, I think.
Okay. 8 refers to fee remissions. Fee remissions are reductions in tuition rates that are awarded by OUS campuses to students. We're recommending that you establish a separate limitation for these fee remissions. This is recommended because the way and manner in which these remissions are accounted for has changed. They are now accounted for as expenditures. The governor's budget included $60.5 million in other funds limitation for fee remissions, and much as was the case for the actual tuition revenue, it underestimated the true level because it didn't include enrollment increases. So we're recommending that you increase the fee limitations by $16.3 million to accommodate projected enrollment levels and tuition issues.
Any discussion on the fee remissions?
Is this a new way of doing this?
Yes, it is.
And why do we think we need to do it differently?
In the past, fee remissions were not expenditures at all. And since the budget limits or tells how much can be spent, in some sense, the legislature did not have to concern itself with fee remissions.
Yeah.
Before, if there was a fee and the tuition charge was, say, $3,600, and a student got a $2,000 fee remission, the institution just reported $1,600 in revenue. Now they record $3,600 in revenue and an expenditure of $2,000 to finance that reduction in tuition, the fee remission expenditure. So now that these are being counted for as expenditures, the legislature has authority to limit these expenditures in order to get a better handle on the amount of tuition dollars that will be available to support program costs.
Question, Mr. Chair. After.
Senator Miller, and then Representative Post.
And then
Representative Smith.
So just so I understand, it's as if we were trying to provide, say, a tax refund, we like to call that an expenditure of government rather than a savings to the individual.
Like that. This is required by government accounting rules. I don't know. It's an accounting standard. I don't know the exact title of this.
Well, it helps.
There's a change in there.
It helps increase your expenditure. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move back to the order of business. Representative Winters, we had before us a motion, and everybody voted except you and me. I want you to vote, but I am going to vote no. Motion has failed and gives notice of immediate reconsideration on the motion, and if you will make the motion again, Representative Schrader.
I'll make the motion for the chair. The motion was to approve the enrollment growth package 120 as outlined and modified by LFO, including the breakdown on the blue sheet for the restoration $65 million cuts. Also to approve the other funds limitation increase to implement a more likely 4%, 3% tuition increase in the budget note that has any OUS institution that exceeds the 4% return and explain why, and they can't quite do the 3% until they come to the emergency board in the second academic year and report what their plans are and why they feel they need to go to that particular increase.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Smith.
It appears that this is going to fly. I can do some little bit of math. I would hope at the end of the add-backs, if there is any, we can seriously look at enhancing the scholarship fund, as Representative Schrader talked about. Mm-hmm. I think that would be due diligence. I think that we owe it to our students to give that high priority. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. A little discussion. Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I should declare a possible conflict of interest since I have two children who will be students in the Oregon University system, and this tuition increase will affect me.
Okay. Thank you. So the motion is from the yellow sheet, LFO recommendation number 4 and number 7, and then from the white sheet, the budget note on tuition policy. Is there any further discussion? The clerk will call the roll on Representative Schrader's motion.
Representative Schrader?
Yes.
Representative
Winters?
Aye.
Representative Coates?
Both
no. Representative Smith? Aye. Representative Smith? No.
Aye.
No. Aye. Motion is passed. Steve, what do we need now?
Mr. Chair, I would recommend that you approve yellow sheet recommendation number 5, which is to approve expenditures of the $31.3 million in general fund enhancements included in the co-chair's budget for education and general services, with the breakdown that we would recommend with $8.5 million from the enrollment growth package, and $25.2 million from tuition increases being used to offset the program cuts. It says in package 909, those are the program cuts that were identified on the sheet in the governor's recommended budget.
Mr. Chair, Senator Drill, question. You've identified, Steve, some more tuition monies will be left over. There's a decision not to put those into to this package. The additional tuition monies?
This is basically talking about this above the line here to restore the $65 million in cuts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't. This isn't really
okay, here. So that does just restores. Okay. I move that one, Mr. Chair.
Question.
Yes, Senator Trove has moved the LFO recommendation number 5 on the yellow sheet, and there's no budget notes attached to that.
Well, actually, it is.
We'll consider the budget note then also.
The budget note, thank you for reminding me, mm-hmm. is the one called Restorations on page 2. This explains, this is trying to say verbally what the schematic is showing with all of those cuts there being restored. Would you like me to read it? Or
That would be good to read it under the record, yes.
The approved budget will enable the Oregon University system to avoid the following program reductions that were included in the governor's recommended budget. Funding for research, funding for campus public services, funding for veterinary medicine and pharmacy programs, funding for collaborative programs, funding for non-resident master's level students, funding for internships, funding for campus performance awards, funding for a centralized reserve for enrollment growth and other unanticipated needs, funding for centralized services, less $3.5 million, which we're not recommending for restoration, funding for personal services and supplies totaling $9.6 million, and reduced funding for enrollment-based support to campuses totaling $25.2 million. The Oregon University System shall use $65 million available to it from a combination of A, a $31.3 million general fund enhancement in the approved budget, B, $8.5 million of general fund in the governor's recommended budget from funds originally designated for enrollment growth, and C, $25.2 million of increased tuition revenue included in the governor's recommended budget to restore the funding reductions identified above.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trow.
I made the motion to approve all of this, but at some point I would like to have higher ed to discuss what the $3.5 million in centralized services cuts due to the institutions. I would like to have them explain that so we have it on the record.
Would you like that done before we
vote? It'll be fine, anytime.
Yeah. Joe, you or Tom, someone, please come forward. See, while I'm thinking of it, Senator Trow, you added to your motion the budget note.
Okay.
That's a motion before us. Yes, Tom, welcome.
Chair Hartung and members of the committee, Senator Trow, the $3.5 million relates to the certificates of participation. And what has happened over the last 4 to 6 years is that the system has been a kind of a centralized resource for technology planning and technology development, I guess, in conjunction with the institutions and with our own IT function. The certificates of participation have been used for the purchase of equipment and for various other resources related to technology. What it means is that form of purchasing primarily of equipment will be gone. That will be kind of our contribution, if you will, in the reduction scenario.
Okay, but it doesn't hurt any institution retroactively. It hurts them prospectively. Is that it?
That is correct. There is actually an amount that's left in the ongoing base for the debt service, continuing debt service of those that have been committed.
And the institutions are aware of this and they can live with it. Is that?
It actually was part of the presentation and we have talked about it, yes. Yep.
Representative Schrader.
Nice.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? We are voting on LFO recommend. Oh, excuse me, Representative Smith.
Dave, can you explain that last line? What did we vote on? What increase did we vote on to have a fee remission of $16.3 million?
Oh.
That was previously done by this committee? Is that
we didn't do that.
We didn't do that?
Not yet.
Okay, not. Okay, thank you.
Oh. Okay, we are voting on Senator Miller.
On the restoration of 6 million campus public services, can you give me a few?
A few of those would be the Center for Population and Census at Portland State, the Work Labor Education Research Center at USO. There is Jefferson University at Southern Oregon University. There are a number of them.
Regional services and two small business development centers.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions?
No, thank you.
Is there any objection to adopting LFO's recommendation number 5 and with the budget note entitled Restorations? Is there any objection?
That was number 8.
No, just me.
Sorry.
Number 5. No. Let the record show that Senator Miller should be recorded as a no, and the rest of the members as I so ordered, adopted. Steve?
Recommendation 8 refers to the fee remissions. The fee remissions that are in the government's recommended budget are $60.5 million. This is based on the lower level of tuition collections that are also in the governor's budget, meaning lower than what we would actually anticipate in a 4 and a 3% increase, plus increase in numbers of students coming into the system. The system would request a $16.3 million increase in other funds limitation for fee remissions to provide the same proportion of fee remissions as the total pool of tuition dollars. The LFO recommends that in addition to establishing a separate limitation in the budget for the fee remissions.
Yes, Representative Close, and then Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Earlier in the session when we had the testimony on fee remissions, I wrote to one of the universities and I asked for the categories of students that are receiving these and the numbers of students in each category. I didn't get an answer to that. Steve, do you have the categories, trying to get a handle on who's receiving these and how many there are?
Oh, I do have some information that's in the office. If someone here has information.
Please come forward.
About some of the programs, but I don't have with me the specific numbers of individuals that are coming to the programs.
See, we'll need to take a recess. We have a call of the Senate for redistricting, so we'll be in recess.